Top story today, Australian of the Year David Morrison says he'll work to promote equality and the Republican movement. The former Chief of Army received the award last night for his work as an equality advocate. General Morrison says he would focus on three areas over the next year, including domestic violence, diversity and the gender pay gap and the Republican movement. Almost 830 people received Australia Day honours this year. Among the recipients of the top awards category, the Companion of the Order of Australia, are philanthropists, scientists and a former premier. Tennis great Rod Laver has become the third Australian to get top honours for achievement in sport alone. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has issued a travel warning for Mexico and other parts of Central America, with the World Health Organization saying it expects the Zika virus to affect almost all countries in the region. The virus is thought to have caused brain damage in thousands of babies in Brazil, where the impact has been felt most. And Andy Murray has beaten Bernard Tomic in straight sets, eliminating the last local player from the Australian Open. Murray now moves up a quarter-final against Spain's David Ferrer. In the women's event, Angelique Kerber, Victoria Azarenka and Sydney-born Brit Johanna Konta won through to the last eight.